Everybody eats when they come to my house.
John Lindorf, lovely to see you in 2018 and your guest in studio.
Sylvia Bernstein is here, and I'm extremely excited because she's part of a new team that has relaunched the Boulder chapter of Slow Food. And I'm so happy to have you guys back.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate your support, and we're sure excited to be back.
A quick word about what Slow Food does, especially locally.
So think about Slow Food as just as you were joking, it actually was originally a reaction to fast food being brought into Italy. But it's really about connecting people to farms, to restaurants, to their own home cooking, and the taking pleasure out of local, sustainable food sources again. So it's sort of taking the fast out of food.
And what kinds of things are you hoping that the local, this is Slow Food Boulder County, right?
Right, whole, right. So it's the whole county.
The whole food shed, as we like to say.
Exactly. So our goal is really threefold. We're looking at connecting people and farms, and there'll be a lot of that going on
tours
in the summer.
And dinners,
exactly.
And that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Days where we go and work on farms, if that's right. What you're into, supporting CSAs. We're looking at connecting people to the local restaurant scene. So as such, we'll be having monthly happy hours. We'll be having sponsored dinners.
And in fact, one of the first events is coming up in February.
Yes. Tell me about that. On February 6th, we're going to be at Zeal. In Boulder. That'll be at 5 o'clock at Zeal on Pearl Street.
And what Slow Food needs now to encompass the incredible Boulder County food scene, the farmers and everything that's going on here, is new blood, new folks that are excited about what's going on food-wise to join the organization and volunteer.
Yes, exactly. And we've got a board of 7 very excited members that are all have lots of energy to put into this. And we're also hoping to bring back a lot of the original Slow Food people. There's at one point there were 400 people that were very involved in Slow Food, and we're hoping to get them into it too.
How can people get in touch and be in touch?
There's really 2 ways. There's our website at slowfoodboulder.org, and there's our Facebook page at Slow Food Boulder. When you go onto either of those, be sure to subscribe to our newsletter, because we're going to be sending that out at least once a month, and that'll keep you up to date.
And the best thing you've tasted lately?
Boy, the best thing that I've tasted, especially from a local food shed perspective, is Aspen Moon Farm now is growing heritage wheat, and they have a turkey red heritage wheat that I just used to bake bread over Christmas, and it was amazing. You just wouldn't believe how different locally grown fresh ground wheat can make a loaf of bread.
There you have it, folks. Go slow.
Just saying the word slow food just a calming effect on me. Sylvia, thank you for coming in. Folks, you can listen to John's Radio Nibbles at kgnu.org, and you can also email him through the website if you have questions or comments about this regular Thursday morning feature. We'll see you next week.
Bon appétit.